Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. You can also hear me Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. This show is just growing geometrically or exponentially or super bigly, and so we're on all these stations, including now Big Willie 105.5, which has a great signal. Oh, my God. It's just the best. Anyway, so that's Dimitri live and dangerously local on all of these stations, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, including Big Willie 105.5. Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. You'll hear the best of Dimitri, and that's on Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, which is 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. When you download the River Network app and listen to me, make sure you click Big Willie 105.5 Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. All right, so thank you so much for that. Got a great guest for you. I care deeply about these poor people in East Palestine because virtually nobody else seems to. They seem to have forgotten about them. This terrible train fiasco, wreck, explosion, and everything. We've heard the stories, a lot, repeatedly. But it seems as if most of the media and it seems as if most of the government, fed, state, local, have pretty much forgotten about or no longer care about the victims of East Palestine. Now, there is at least one exception. I saw this news report. It was News Nation, and they actually did a pretty good piece on East Palestine. And in there, they interviewed an attorney, a big deal, a powerful attorney, big deal law firm, who is representing these people. And so when I saw this News Nation report on East Palestine, I was like, oh, well, at least somebody still cares about him in addition to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. And then who is this lady? Who is this lawyer who cares about these people? Well, I've got her. She's on the line right now. Let me play this news story for you first, only a couple of minutes, and you will hear her, and then we will get to our very, very special live guest.
Been lied to from the beginning. The class action did nothing that mattered for any of us.
Just tell us the truth. We're all adults. We can handle the truth. What were we exposed to?
2 years after the toxic plume devastated East Palestine, Tara Hicks, Krista Graves, and Lonnie Miller say they and their families still suffer from debilitating migraines, chronic pain, respiratory issues, and blurred vision. They are among the 793 residents who filed a new suit against Norfolk Southern and over 50 defendants involved in the investigation and cleanup, including state and county agencies. It alleges a conspiracy to deny health care on behalf of Vanguard, BlackRock, Mercy Health, and Quest.
My mom went to the clinic in East Palestine, and when she asked, they would giggle at her and say, "That's your age."
You're crazy.
Yeah, her non-contagious pneumonia that she developed within a couple of weeks of coming back to East Palestine, that couldn't have been related.
The suit cites the CDC for failure to ensure proper public health response, testing, and medical support for the affected residents of East Palestine. And it says the CDC negligently instructed health professionals and testing facilities not to test for dioxins and other toxic chemicals, denying residents accurate diagnosis and critical medical care.
We were being told that there was a letter that was sent out telling our health care officials to disregard our concerns.
Do not diagnose anything as related to chemicals. Don't do any testing related to chemicals. This is all a stress reaction.
News Nation obtained that CDC letter sent to hospitals and local health providers after the derailment and burn, stating no testing or treatment related to a specific chemical exposure is recommended.
Not only does it say don't test, it says don't treat.
Mindy Bish is one of the attorneys representing these residents.
It even goes on to say that residents can feel stressed as a result of a major environmental disaster. So when I read it, I thought that is the beginning of telling these people that they're just crazy. Nothing's really wrong with you. You're just crazy.
It's utterly insane. It's absolutely, utterly insane. So I reached out, my people reached out to Mindy Bish's people, and they worked out, I called her, or I emailed her actually, and we ended up talking. All right, so let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Managing partner of the Keenan Law Firm in Atlanta, Georgia, attorney since 1993 in California, opened her own solo practice in California in 98, still operating. She runs two different law firms. That's pretty damn impressive. What the hell is she doing on here with me then? Not a class action lawyer, not a traditional mass tort lawyer. I have no idea what mass tort is, but it sounds like something you'd get at a bakery. Believes that clients matter and everyone has a right to quality representation. I feel the same way. 6- and 7-figure verdicts and have tried more than 50 cases. Single mom of two and a grandmom of three. She does not look like a grandmother, I must tell you. Anyway, let's just get her on here and start talking. I'm Mindy Bish. Welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing there, kiddo?
I am good. Good morning. How are you?
Are you really a grandmother? You don't look like a grandmother, I must say. You really don't, but I'm glad you are here. All right, so let's get started. How did you get involved with the people in East Palestine? Because, you know, you're in Georgia, you're in California. What do you know about East Palestine?
Well, what happened was we, along with a couple of other attorneys, we were asked to come down there in December of 2024. There were people, there was a class action settlement that was woefully inadequate, and people were concerned who didn't want to be involved, and then there were people who had begrudgingly agreed to the class action settlement because they thought they didn't have a choice. And so I went down there and I listened to what people had to say, and I never knew that representation could be so awful. People getting cancers that agreed to take less than $25,000 for their physical injuries. And I basically, they stole my heart. And we as a team with the other lawyers that were involved, Jedediah Brassman, Well Law from Texas, we all got to work and figured out what could we do for these people. And in over the next 6 weeks, we got our lawsuits ready, our claim forms ready, and we dug in. I did Zoom calls with 289 families over that six-week period of time.
My goodness gracious.
We did.
Mindy Bish, live exclusive interview. A big deal lawyer who's joining us. She went up to East Palestine to help, and with it. This is where we are right now. Mindy, please give us a thumbnail overview of what happened in East Palestine with the Norfolk Southern train.
Well, I mean, basically, you had a conductor who had only been doing that job for 18 months, and he was training a new conductor. So you actually had two fairly inexperienced conductors driving a train with over 100 cars with 5 carloads of vinyl chloride on it. There had been a fire on one of the cars that had been going on for about 20 minutes before the cars derailed. And basically no one noticed. And all of the safety systems that Norfolk Southern supposedly had in place were ignored, and the train derailed right outside of East Palestine in an area very close to the Pennsylvania border. So it's not just Ohio, it's Pennsylvania too. And they basically had a fire. the sad part about it is when the trains derailed and the fire started, you had these fire companies coming, and no one knew from the fire departments what were on those trains. So you had firemen trying to put out fires who did not know there were hazardous materials on that train and did not bring or put in place hazmat precautions for themselves. There was no one in charge. There was no one in command. It was the middle of February. The lines kept getting frozen, and they were trying to put out chemical fires with water. Then what happened was that train line makes probably $50, $60 million a day for Norfolk Southern. The testimony that they agreed to from all the investigation was the cars were beginning to cool down, but the fastest way to get everything working again was to empty the vinyl chloride out and basically light it on fire. And that's what they did. And if you look at the pictures, it looks like an atomic bomb went off. And it covered all of this area of Ohio into Pennsylvania. And people have described it where they thought the world was ending. It was black and dark and rained ash on the firefighters that were asked to come to protect. They told the people that they had to leave because they were worried about any damage if the cars exploded, but didn't tell them that what was covering them all was toxic substances. So they only got people out 2 miles radius. That's it. And the EPA put Norfolk Southern in charge.
This
and
is
so these people were poisoned in their own homes.
This is mind-boggling to me, Mindy. It really, it's utterly mind-boggling. Where do we begin with this? Let's start with who made the decision to firebomb the citizens?
The decision was made by Norfolk Southern and their people.
Did the federal government or the state government or the local government there sign off on it? Were they in agreement?
We don't know yet. All of those documents have been under seal. When the class action attorneys settled their case, they agreed that much of the documentation, including all the testing that their experts did on behalf of the plaintiffs, would be locked under seal and no one could get it. So in a lot of this information, we're going to start from crash, from the very beginning. The NTSB has put all of this clearly at the feet of Norfolk Southern.
So
there was a federal trial, by the way.
Yeah.
And the chemical company said that they told Norfolk Southern that the cars were cooling down and that Norfolk Southern ignored it, so they washed their hands of it and walked away.
How do you keep your sanity with a case like this and the enormity of this, it's so outrageous on so many different levels, affecting so many people. How many people, Mindy, are we talking about here who are victims? We're talking about 100, we're talking about 1,000. Give me an idea of how many people in the East Palestine region, which includes Pennsylvania. How many people are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, there's 4,800 people who live in the village of East Palestine. Then you've got Darlington and the whole area in that Pennsylvania, because most people don't understand that you could literally, there's a bar in the area of East Palestine where you can put 1 foot and you're in Ohio and another foot and you're in Pennsylvania.
Right, but overall, we've got a hard break coming up here, so we're talking about 5,000 people, 10,000, 20,000?
Well, you're probably talking at least 5,000 to 8,000 when you count up the number of volunteers who came to try to help.
My goodness gracious. More with our very special guest, Mindy Bish. She is with the a managing partner with Keenan Law Firm in Atlanta, Georgia. She also has another law firm in California. She essentially runs two law firms. This is unbelievable to me. More with her in a bit.